Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
Down on the farm in Illinois, that's where I am. I'm on the telephone today. What an exciting, rewarding harvest this is. I've never seen better corn and soybeans. Yields are off the chart. Corn, 250 bushel per acre plus. Soybeans in the 70s. I need to control my optimism, however, because we all know prices are in the tank, and given the fact that I've been in this business all my life, I've learned that one great crop can be followed by drought the next year. But for those of us fortunate enough to have a good crop, I'm grateful. We need to enjoy while we can. Just watching that golden corn being augured into the auger wagon, driving along beside the combine as we continue through the field. What a beautiful sight. It's a reminder about the productivity and efficiency of modern agriculture. The combine doesn't have to stop. It just keeps rolling. And when the auger wagon is full, it empties into the semi-trailer and off to the grain dryer and from there into the grain bins. And that's our hog feed for next year. And speaking of hogs, prices are also bad. But let's concentrate on the positive side. We raise farrow to finish about 6,000 pigs per year. They are healthy, happy. We had 4 litters born yesterday, 2 the day before. And when one sow has perhaps 14 babies and another sow has 9, we transfer 2 babies from the big litter over to the other mother. Now that way, there is a much better chance that they will all survive. Those little guys, they might weigh just about 2 pounds, but in 6 months, they will weigh 280 pounds and off to market. We had to bring in from the pasture 6 sows this morning before we started harvest. They were clearly getting close to delivery of their litters. Our sows run free in the field for breeding and are not put into the farrowing crates until just before farrowing. 3 or 4 weeks after birth, babies are weaned from their mother and fed on out to market weight. Okay, now I have told you more than you want to know about corn and pigs. So back to the harvest. I am John Block down on the farm.